Welcome back, folks. I'm Buddy the Rat. Got another chapter for you today. This is Chapter 3, The Bus Encounter. When you live in a small town, there are checks and balances. If it is your intention to be a crazy person, you should do so with the expectation that everybody in that town will be looking directly at you. They will judge you harshly, and their collective stares will make sure that the most you can get away with is a few unsavory remarks. Any more than that, and we'll have to throw you out. It's nothing personal, but we just have our own standards. In a big city like Providence, however, we're all too busy to keep track of the loonies. They could be pissing in the streets, but we're all going places. And what an odd way to spray off the road. I wouldn't have done it that way, but who am I to judge? My point is that crazies are a much better fit in a big city because fewer people will want to engage with them. And after enough time, the whole thing goes critical mass and there's just too much to deal with. Of course, some of them just end up in my C list, and that's fine with me. But the ones you gotta worry about the most are the weirdos just wandering the roads looking to spray their crazy on a random passerby. This is probably the single most common thought of anyone riding the bus in Providence. Now, I wasn't doing anything other than just heading home from work. I usually placed myself near the back of the bus where I could just get some phone privacy. That bat had my attention. I learned her name was Camilla, and we had been chatting off and on about our impending date. All I needed to do was get home, take a shower, and then hop into my car. It was real. I wanted nothing more out of the day than to get into a coffee shop with this girl, and then hopefully later on into her pants. Unfortunately for me, I happened to look up for a moment. I had no reason to look up. I could have just continued to look at my phone, but I guess the bus bumped me in just the right way that prodded the signals in my brain to angle up my cranium for a moment. There was someone staring at me. Let me tell you about this guy. He was a tall, muscle-bound jackal with a chubby gut on him. It's almost like he had spent his entire life working out, but only had recently decided to start on a cheesecake diet. That didn't make him look any less imposing. After all, with the way he was staring at me, he might have mistaken me for his next cheesecake. This jackal was also dressed like he was from some ancient civilization. He had some sort of toga on with these golden, probably brass, bracelets on his wrists. Also sandals. He was shod as if the bus would let him off at the nearest desert. I mean, this could all be explained. Maybe he was just coming out of some local theatrical performance and did not have the time to change back into his regular clothes. And to be fair, there's nothing wrong with wearing a costume in public. I think it was mostly his stare that was getting to me. He was staring at me as if I was the only thing in the universe. He was staring at me as if we had already had sex 99 times, and he was extremely eager for number 100. He was staring at me like an uninspired serial killer who had finally found his artistic muse. This stare was so powerful that when I looked back down at my phone, I still saw his eyes. I could read his mind, and I was the only thing on it. Was I even going to make it home alive? Should I even let him know where my home was? The whole thing just got so scary that I decided the best thing to do was just confront him. Besides, it might not be such a big deal. Maybe he was just hot for me, and that was like his cosplay getup. I could deal with that. I'm sorry, but can I help you? I honestly felt like I sounded really pissy here, but he did not seem to mind. I do not think so, he says to me in a deep voice made out of the finest imported chocolate. I had to take a moment to deal with that voice. It was actually kind of nice, and there was a slight accent to it that made him sound elegant. I was really leaning into the whole cosplay theory at that point. Then why are you staring at me? I asked, trying to sound firm, but ultimately coming across as sheepish. He replied, I am here to help you, my lord. Fear boner. That's what they call it when you are simultaneously terrified and aroused. To be fair, I was somewhat attracted to him. He had a nice body, but I never even once considered doing cosplay sex, especially with someone I just met on the bus. With the dating apps, there was some control to it. I could talk to them for a while and get to know them. This was quite literally just some guy on a bus referring to me as his lord. As curious as my boner was, I was far more concerned for my safety to entertain him. Although, to be fair, I was still unsure what this was about. Then I thought that maybe I should just ask him, "Hey, what's all this about?" He took a moment. I tensed up a little. He took a strong breath, and with a rather handsome grin, he replied, "My name is Risto, sire. You are the god of the multiverse, and I am your servant. I am merely here to provide you with the worship you deserve, my lord." Definitely a serial killer, but a damn sexy one. These are the kind of killers that almost deserve the kill. I was half considering letting him collar and leash me and then drag me to his place so that the act could commence. At least it would be a sexy death. But if I let him do that, I'd never have my date with Camilla. And I really wanted it. I had my heart set on it for this particular day. I had to turn him down.
What was your name again?
Risto, my lord.
Right, Risto. Totally average name. I
don't really feel like being God right now. Also, I'm spoken for tonight. So, sorry.
I added a shrug to the sorry for added emphasis. Risto still smiled. He nodded and said,
"I understand, but I shall be here if you need me, my lord."
"Be where?"
"Here."
On the bus?"
"If that is your wish, my lord."
"So you're just gonna stay on the bus?"
"Is that what you wish?"
I needed to get out of there. The bus was about a block away from my apartment. I could walk the rest of the way. I pulled the cord and got the hell out. Risto stayed on the bus, but he kept staring at me through the window. Even when I finally made it back to my apartment, I felt stared at. Living in the big city has its ups and downs. I didn't really know what the heck that was, but I was ready to put it all aside for Camilla, the pink bat. That's it for today, folks. I hope you've been enjoying these chapters. There's more to come. I've been Buddy the Rat, and see you all next time. We'll be right back.